Friday night, end of the week, reflections. It's Paul O'Mahony here at 8:10 in the evening. I'm driving my car down to a local shop in order to collect some ice, and I'm going to take the ice to a friend's house where they're having a small celebration, and I'm a sort of last minute add-on to their celebration, and I'm really, really pleased to be welcome. So I've got a little bottle of bubbly beside me as my little contribution, but essentially ice is what they really want me for, and I'm going to collect the ice. And the point of reflection is that something happened this week to me which is so remarkable, has never ever happened in my entire life, and I can't actually let the week go by without thinking, what do I think about it? And so here it is. I went to speak at a conference in Dublin. And actually, I'm going to stop and get the ice, and then I'll come back to you. Well, that was pretty awful. I go into my local shop thinking that they sell ice, and they don't. So now I have to go to another shop to get ice. So this is proving to be a much more complicated business than I first assumed. Anyway, back to this conference in Dublin that I was speaking at. And there's an audio boo up about it already. And I don't know if I'm going to share this, but here's my reflections. In all of my years presenting at events, and I've done an awful lot of it, I have never in a presentation, other than at a political event where, you know, it's fair game, anyone can interrupt anyone, but in a business context, I have never had a presentation to a conference interrupted that I have been given, and I have never observed, never seen anybody else's presentation interrupted. I have heard people disagree vociferously with the content of a presentation after the person has finished. But I have never actually seen a speaker, three quarters of the way through their presentation, had somebody in the audience actually protest about what was going on. And actually, to make it even more dramatic, draw applause from the section of the audience. So whatever experience the person had, the woman had, who interrupted in such a dramatic and unusual way, I have to say one thing about it is that it's such an unusual behaviour that I find it captivating in terms of my curiosity. What on earth went on inside the individual's body so that they did that? I mean, it doesn't actually matter what I was saying. It doesn't actually matter what we were saying, because there were two of us doing a presentation. I don't think it actually matters, although you can assume that whatever we were saying was so unacceptable to the person that they lost their self-control and behaved in a socially unacceptable manner. I mean, it isn't acceptable to interrupt somebody else's presentation. It is the height of bad manners, and anybody else that I've spoken to about it since has said that never in their whole history of business communications, being at conferences or speaking at them, has anybody ever done that. So it is, in a kind of a way, pretty historic. And in that sense, I'm completely fascinated. Now, I have to say that Ireland as a country, which is where it all happened, is a pretty conformist place. It is a very conservative, as you would expect, really. I mean, it's a small, intimate society where, you know, lots of people are related to each other. Their family ties go in every direction. One of the first things Irish people do when they meet a stranger is try to work out if they are in any way related to them, or if any of their relations are related to their relations. So it's a very, very familial type of society, where there is a high pressure towards social conformity. There is a low level of diversity and a high level of homogeneity. And it's not surprising, really, that the social norms of behaviour are within a narrow range. I'm not saying that I think, well, over in the UK, which is a very different kind of a society, that you do get interrupted at business meetings much more frequently. You don't. I'm not really sure what the culture is like in North America, although nobody I've spoken to from over there has told me that they've come across it, but I think it's much more likely. I mean, there's a long tradition in Italy, for example, of interrupting opera singers in the middle of their performance and shouting and you know, and blowing bubbles at them and even throwing water at people. So, I mean, the claque, as it's called, in an opera house is pretty ferocious. And, you know, sopranos and tenors in Italy have, you know, historic experience. And in fact, people at one stage in history used to hire the claque in order to, you know, create a rumpus in the competitors' box, so to speak. Or, you know, when one soprano was singing, their great rival hired a claque. Actually, it's more likely not so much to have been the soprano who hired the claque as the soprano's agent who hired the claque, because the soprano's agent was, of course, you know, wanting to make the biggest amount of money out of the singer. But having said all that, it was an experience which I'll never forget all my life. And I'm in torn. I mean, it screwed up, or it damaged, at least. I did actually damage the end of our presentation quite a lot, because it meant that it was impossible to consult my partner with whom I was presenting how we would deal with the interruption. That had to be done entirely on the fly. And also, it was impossible to sort of regroup and say, well, okay, we've lost a big, a chunk of time and a lot of attention. Where shall we go from here? No, all of that was impossible. So I could be very cross about it. On the other hand, I'm saying, well, maybe that's a sign of social movement in Ireland, and that people are becoming less compliant, less conformist, more open to change and radicalism. You know, that here I am trying to encourage an audience in a conference to value differentiation, diversity, being different, standing out from the crowd. A woman stands out from the crowd. Okay, she interrupts me, but that's not really the key point. The key point is she was willing, empowered herself, authorized herself to actually create a diversion. And anyway, that's why I have such mixed feelings about the whole experience.